Perek Tes Is Chof Dalet, a new part. Tesefes Oil Arai, to add on to an oil arai. That means you've got here a oil. You want to add on to what is there already. If the adding on is a arai, it's only not only temporarily, not permanent, not for more than a few days. You're allowed to add on. Since an oil arai is only drabbanon, therefore to add on to an oil arai, Chazal add on oil arai, Chazal allow you to do it. Chav dalet. Mokem sheyesh olav kisui bereichav tefach. If you had already before Shabbos, or asui me'ev Shabbos, already before Shabbos, you've got a cover. How big has to be the cover? A tefach, like we said. Oil is always considered a tefach, a cubic tefach. So here's the same thing. If you have before Shabbos a cover which is already covered a degree from a amount from a tefach. You're allowed to add on to this cover. If you add on arai, something which is only temporarily. Not a few days. That means adding on to a something which is only arai, you're allowed to add on tosefet oil arai. Since oil arai is only drabbanon, a chazal allow you to add on to it. What is considered already made before Shabbos has to be made already part of the cover. Has to be made. What's considered a cover? Only if it's made a tefach. So if you have a tefach cover already made before Shabbos, it's covering a tefach before Shabbos, you're allowed to add on to this cover and to go make it bigger on Shabbos. Since the extra part is only yesod rabbanon, because it is a tosefes oil arai, you're adding on something which is temporarily. Ve'yesh shekosvu tzorch la'pchil et ha'prisat ha'oil me'atzad ha'samuch la'oil ha'asu me'ev Shabbos. Some people say like this, that if you want to add on, you can't add on from the far side and come and join to the side which has already been made before Shabbos. You have to start adding on from the side which is made before Shabbos. Because we want the reason is that we allow you to do the sefet is because we see you're carrying on, you're not doing something new. So we want you to start, some poskim say that we want you to start from the part which is already made. And you carry on from the part which is already made. But don't start from the part which is not made and then join to the part which is made. Velochen, abole first nylon, behemshech lagagon shel agolot tinokot. Tinok. If your person wants to go to put a plastic nylon on a carriage or a buggy, you want to put on a nylon. Now, I'm not logging flag from it. You want to put it on in order to go and be a protection from the rain or the wind. Yatchil ifrosus a nylon min hagagon v'lo mitzad hashini. He explains like this. That if one wants to put on the plastic, first of all, the plastic is considered a tosefet. Why? Because the agala has already got a hood. The hood is already standing on Shabbos, before Shabbos came in. So the hood is standing there. If you put on now a plastic, you're only adding on a cover. It's already covered with the hood. Putting on the plastic is extra cover. You're adding on a cover. So now let's say it's covered with 5 centimeters. Now you want to cover it with another 10 centimeters. Now you're allowed to do that because you're adding on to what is already there. But since we said that some poskim hold, you should start the adding on from the same side which has already been made. So here the same thing. If you want to put on the nylon, you should put on the nylon first from the part which is on the next to the hood, and afterwards spread it on to the part which is not next to the hood. But don't start from a far part and come to the hood at the end. Because the poskim say you should start from the part which has already been made before Shabbos. Chav Hei. Now in Chav Hei we're discussing a tefach from something which is being rolled on a stick. If you have a stick which is rolled on it, a mat, or rolled on it nylon, and you want to go and make it, to want to go and pull it open on Shabbos. Now, the roll itself, that's what we're learning here now, the roll itself, even if the roll itself is big, a width, a tefach, we don't consider that there's already been open a tefach before Shabbos, it is allowed to carry on opening it on Shabbos, because since it is the roll itself and it hasn't been opened yet, we don't look at it as if you've done any cover before Shabbos. It's the roll itself. So if you want to go and open this roll on Shabbos, we say you have to open a tefach from the roll before the Shabbos. Open it and go and cover a surface before Shabbos a tefach, not enough to you to say the roll itself is a tefach. Then you can carry on to go and use this roll on Shabbos for more than a tefach, because you're doing an extra, you're adding on. Let's see that inside. If you put before Shabbos a mat which is rolled, al gabe hamokum shabor lachasis, it's already put up a roll from a mat, a roll from plastic, which is already rolled before Shabbos on a place which you want to cover on Shabbos. In heter the first of the machzelas hazu b'Shabbos, you've got no heter to go and pull open and cover with this mat on Shabbos. Afilim roichav hamachzelas kashehi melgulgeles hu tefach. Even if the width from this mat is when it is rolled together, it is a width from a tefach. It doesn't help us because we don't see that it's already been open before Shabbos. We don't see it's covering before Shabbos. Ach, im hechel lefrotz ha-machzeles me'erv Shabbos. If you started covering with this mat on Erev Shabbos, u'poras b'orechav tefach, you already spread out, you pulled out from this roll a tefach already, and it's already covering a tefach, mutel ha-hamshich l'poros ha-b'Shabbos. You'll have to carry on to go and cover it on Shabbos, shom t'have it a sefes oil arsh. Because you're adding on oil ash. So what do we learn? We learn that if you've got a roll, the roll itself is not considered already open, already covering, even if it is the whole roll together, the width is a tefach, you have to start covering properly itself without the roll. You have to pull out the tefach from this roll in order to be a tefach covered Arab Shabbos, in order to be able to go and carry on Shabbos. In the footnote, he says, a chiddush from the Chazanish, that if you want to take another roll and roll it after the first roll, since the first roll is a tefach itself, and you're not using it for rolling, you're not using it to cover, and you bring another roll to cover, that you're allowed to do on Shabbos, because we do consider the first roll as a cover. But if you don't bring a new roll, then it's not considered already a tefach, even if the roll itself is a tefach.